I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. Some students, staff, and alumni of Augustana College in Rock Island have had their social security numbers and dates of birth stolen after one of the college's servers was hacked in February. 10 students, graduates, and employees of Augustana told WVIK they recently received a letter from Augustana notifying them of a ransomware attack on the college that was discovered in mid-February. Ransomware is a type of computer virus that is used to extort money. A hacker with ransomware can block access to a victim's computer or server, threatening to reveal its data unless a ransom is paid. The letter sent by Augustana is dated May 7th. It states that after the ransomware attack, the college took the hacked server offline. The letter also states that Augustana has no evidence of attempted or actual misuse of the stolen personal information, and that the college is working with third-party vendors to upgrade its computer security. A spokeswoman for Augustana declined to answer questions from WVIK, including how many people were affected by the ransomware attack and whether the college paid a ransom to the hacker. Former Iowa State Senator Rita Hart of Wheatland is running for Congress. This morning, Hart announced her candidacy for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, which spans the southeast quarter of the state, including the Iowa Quad Cities. Democratic Congressman Dave Loebsack currently represents the district, but Loebsack announced last month he will not seek re-election in 2020. Hart served in the Iowa Senate from 2012 to 2016, representing a swing district that included Clinton and northern Scott counties. Most recently, Hart was the Democratic candidate for Iowa Lieutenant Governor as businessman Fred Hubbell's running mate. The race for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District is expected to be close in 2020. After Loebsack announced his retirement, the Cook Political Report added the district to its list of toss-up seats. Unions and contractors in the Quad Cities are trying to protect jobs and the local economy. Yesterday, they announced their opposition to what they call the federal aid swap, where the Iowa Department of Transportation swaps or converts federal dollars into state dollars to avoid federal requirements for fair wages, environmental protection, and buying American. Michelle DeCap is with the Associated Contractors of the Quad Cities. She says the state policy encourages outside contractors to bid for work here.
When this happens, these outside contractors bring their own employees, my employees, your neighbors, your relatives. These people behind me will sit at home and be unemployed.
DeCap also says this eliminates rules that encourage minority and women-owned businesses, like hers, Phoenix Corporation, which builds roads. Jerry Lack is director of the Tri-City Building Trades Council. He calls the federal aid swap a shell game.
They were put in place for a reason. The environmental regulations were put in place to ensure that we don't damage our environment. We put in prevailing wage to make sure people are paid a fair wage with good benefits. And the state of Iowa is basically playing a game to try to avoid these.
Regional transportation communities in Iowa can award contractors and avoid the stricter federal rules unless they specifically decide to opt out and follow the federal requirements. In the Quad Cities, that decision will be made by the Transportation Policy Committee of the Bi-State Regional Commission. So far in Iowa, only a similar committee in Johnson County has decided to opt out. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.